Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Yud. This is the last daf of Maseches Menachos. We are holding on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, not really at the bottom of the page. We are at the Ein Sarich Lomar Davar Acher, which is really closer to the top of the page. We're at the first medium-sized line on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Say Shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of this Shir, because by somebody who is finishing Shas today through the Limud of the Daf Yomi. So we thank the sponsor very much. We're very inspired by his accomplishment, and he should be zocha to be maskil umesayim svarim acherim and shas many times over be'ezras Hashem. So we are holding on daf kuf tes and beis. As we said, we're going to talk today about beis chonyo. What was beis chonyo exactly? Was it a beis avodah zarah? Was it not a beis avodah zarah? How did it come about? How did it come into being? The Gemara is then going to discuss when, in the context of discussing the beis chonyo, we're going to talk about the intensity of one's desire for serara, of one's desire for kavod, and how that could take over a person's life. We're going to talk about the attitudes of different galuyos toward the Jewish people, toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're going to talk about the value of learning Torah at night, and learning Torah in general, and how it relates to karbanos. That when a person learns Torah, it's ki'ilu that he's makriv karbanos. And then the last mission of the Masechta is going to, since we've been learning about menachos the whole time, and menachos are the cheapest of the karbanos, last mission of the Masechta is going to be mechazik us by telling us it may be the cheapest of the karbanos, but echad amarba ve'echad amamit u'bilvad she'ichavin libo l'shamayim, that whether a person is able to do a lot or able to do a little, kavana l'shem shamayim is all the Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for, particularly in the world of karbanos. So let's begin ve'in tzarech lomar davar acher. So midukha amar ve'in tzarech lomar davar acher, from the fact that we said that if a person, a Kohen is Mishamish Beis Chonyo, he's not allowed to be Mishamish B'Migdash, and Kal V'Chomer, if he was Mishamish Lav Vodzor, he's not allowed to be Mishamish B'Migdash. That makes it sound like Michlal de Beis Chonyo Lav Avodzchavim, that Beis Chonyo is not an Avodzor. If it were an Avodzor, then there's no Kal V'Chomer, it would be a Hu Adin. But the fact that we say, oh, even someone who's Mishamish Beis Chonyo, Kal V'Chomer, someone who's Mishamish Lav Vodzor, tells that Beis Chonyo was not Avodah Zarah. So Tanan, Kaman Yomar, Beis Chonyo, Lav, Avodah Chavmu. We have a Mishnah that says, our Mishnah says, apparently sides with the opinion that Beis Chonyo is not an Avodah Zarah. Ditanya, we have a Braisa that tells us that this is in fact a Machlokas. What happened that brought about the Beis Chonyo? Osa Shana Shemesh Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol, died, Amar Lahen, Shana Zu Humeis. He told his friends in advance, he had a premonition that this is the year I'm going to die. So Amar Lomi, Nayanati Odea, how do you know that this is the year you're going to die? Amar Lahen, Kol Yom HaKippurim Nizdam Nizakadech Lovash Levanim Nisatev Levanim, every year when I go do the Avodah Yom HaKippurim Lefnai Lefnim to the Kodesh HaKadashim, I'm accompanied by what looks like a Zaken who's wearing white and wrapped in white, V'nichnas Yimi V'yatza Yimi, and he goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim with me, and he leaves the Kodesh HaKadashim with me. Shana Zun is Diamond Zakin Echad Lava Shchorim Minasatev Shchorim. This year I was accompanied by someone wearing all black, which is a sign of Avelus. V'nichnas Yimi V'lo Yatza Yimi, and he entered into the Kodesh HaKadashim with me, but he did not leave with me, and that was the remez that I had that I was not going to finish out this year. La'achar HaRegel, and then after Sukkis, Chala Shivas Yamim, he got sick for 7 days, V'meis, and he died. He was correct that he was going to not make it that year. V'nimnu Echav HaKohanim Levarich B'Shem, the other Kohanim who refused to be Mevarich B'Shem HaMeforish like they did up until that point, because they held that they weren't able, Shituk Mevetzah says they held in the Rashi B'Ksav Yad, that they weren't able to say the Shem Hashem B'Kedushu V'Tara Karo'i without Shimon HaTzadik's presence, B'Shas P'Tiraso, and as he was dying, Amar Lahem, he told his friends, Chonyo B'ni Yeshamish Tachtai, I want Chonyo, my son, to be the Kohen Gadol in my place, because he's the most ra'ui, even though he's not the oldest, he's the most ra'ui of all the children, of all of my sons, to be the Kohen Gadol. From Tosfos in Dibra Maskul Chonyo, it sounds that while his father was alive, Chonyo was the Sagana Kohanim. He was the one that was Mimali Makamaviv on Yom Kippur, if there was ever a psul that would happen with his father. So Tosfos writes that even though Chonyo was not a Talmud Chacham like his father, but apparently he was Mimali Makomo B'Yiras Chet, and then later he went a little sour, but at that point in time he was the most ra'ui to take over. So Niskani Bo Shimi Achiv, his brother Shimi got jealous that Chonyo was chosen. Shaya Gadol Menashtei Shana Mechza, Big Shimi was 2.5 years older than Chonyo. So Amalo, Bovala Medcha, Seder Avoda. So Shimi said to Chonyo, let me teach you what the Seder Avoda is. Meaning, now that you're going to be Kohen Gadol, you need some tutoring. You know, I've thought about this because I'm the oldest brother, so I've thought about what it would take to be the Kohen Gadol. So let me teach you the Seder Avoda. Again, according to Tosfos, Chonyo was the Sgana Kohanim. He didn't need to be taught the Seder Avoda. He knew very well the Seder Avoda. What he needed to be taught was the Seder Avoda B'yom Chinucho. He never imagined that he was going to have a day that he was going to be Mechunach as the Kohen Gadol. Shimi did imagine that. So Shimi said, let me tell you how Kohen Gadol operates on the day of the Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol. He'll be Shabun Kli the Chagara B'tzilzel. So he had him wear a certain malbush called an unkeli, which is a leather kind of malbush, Rashi says. The Aruch says it's a very thin type of beged that a person wears directly on his skin. Rabbeinu Gersh and Peskei Arid both say that it's a malbush isha, it's a feminine article of clothing, and it's certainly not Big Day Kuhuna. And also he put on a chagura that was also not some type of belt, a sash, that also was not from the Big Day Kuhuna. The Peskei Arid says is also a beggar that's miyuchad lunashim, that was designated specifically for women, meaning he wanted to make him look like a fool. So then he stood him by the mizbech. Look what this guy promised his wife. Meaning he then went and told the other kohanim, go take a look at how my brother is dressed. What he must have promised to his wife. That he must have told his wife that the day that I become the kohen gadol, I'm going to wear all your clothing in your honor. That was the way that he was going to honor her. So he brought such a prusta thing that he's doing in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim bought it. They bought the story, and they therefore wanted to kill Chonyo for being mezalzel in the Kuhuna in such a way. So Chonyo ran away, but they chased him anyway. So he went all the way to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. He built the mizbech there, and he was mala karbanos l'shem avodah zarah. Ukshasham chacham davar amru mazeh shelo yarad l'kach. And when the chacham heard about this whole story that Shimi was the one who did this to Chonyo, they said, can you imagine? Shimi was never even tasted the tam of the srara of Kuhuna Gedola, and still he wanted it so badly that he was willing to humiliate his brother in such a way. Hayorida, someone who actually has some srara, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so how much it messes with the person and makes a person do anything in order to be able to keep that power that he had. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's understanding. So Reb Meir understood that Beis Chonyo was a Beis Avodah Zarah against the Tana of our Mishnah. The Yerushalmi raises an interesting question in the fifth parak of Yuma. The Yerushalmi says, you know, the Pasuk says, V'kol Adam L'Yiyah Ba'ol Moed B'vo L'Chaper B'Kodesh, that nobody is allowed to be in the Ol Moed when the Kohen Gadol goes in for the kapara. And the Chum say, Kol Adam, Afilu Malachim. Because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Udmus Pneim, Pnei Adam. So even Malachim are not allowed in the Ol Moed when the Kohen Gadol is Nichlas L'Sham on Yom Kippurim. So asks the Yerushalmi, how was it that the Kohen Gadol, that Shimon HaTzadik, had a malach that was accompanying him in and out, wearing white, and then that one year wearing black? Then no malach is allowed in there. So Rabbi Avohu answers, maybe it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo, and it wasn't a malach, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu came in that form. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi in a different lashon, Shema Shechina Haisa. So and that's a raya that the Shechina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not a malach, not like the Tashbetz writes in Agadah Shel Pesach B'maru Gadol Zugilu Shechina, that it means that they saw a malach. He said no, Shechina never means a malach, because when Tosfos used the word Shema Shechina Haisa, he's paraphrasing the Yerushalmi. So you see that Shechina is not a reference to a malach, Shechina is a reference to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There's also a discussion why it is that the other Kohanim refused to be Mevarich B'Shem once once Shimon HaTzadik died. So the Rabbeinu Gershom says, because they were afraid to be masked the Shem Kitikuno, because they didn't trust themselves. Rashi says, because Shalohayu Kedai, they didn't think that they were Ro'i Lekach. The Rambam says that when Shimon HaTzadik died, Kedai Shal Yumar Osa Adam She'eno Hagun, they were afraid that they weren't going to be able to keep it close to the vest, and that people who were inappropriate were going to learn the Shem HaMafarash. Okay, so back in the Gemara, back to the story. So Amala Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, you think that's the story of Beis Chon? Nah, lo kachlo yamaisa. Ella, the story really went as follows. Lo kibel alav chonyo. Chonyo, it's true, he was offered the kuna gadola. He refused it. Why did he refuse it? Because his brother Shimi was 2.5 years older than him. So he said, you know, it's not right that I should accept the kuna gadola of an older brother. But nevertheless, as soon as Chonyo saw Shimi as the kohen gadol, he became very jealous. Amar lo, bova alamedcha seder avoda. So Chonyo told Shimi, let me teach you the seder avoda of a kohen gadol biyom chinucho. He'll be shabun kli v'chagaro v'tzulzul v'amidu etzel mizbeach. He got Shimi dressed up in the women's clothing and stood him next to the mizbeach. Amar lo, amlach v'koanim. So Chonyo went and told the other Kohanim, Ru'u ma nadar zeh v'kiyim la'ahuvaso, osa yom sheshtamish b'kuna gedola elbosh munkli shlichi v'achor b'tziltzul shlichi. Look what this guy must have promised his wife, this lowlife, that he decided that he's going to dress in women's clothing on the day of the Avodah. Bikshu achav HaKohanim lahargu, and they wanted to kill Shimi. So sachlem kolam ha'oru, when they wanted to kill Shimi, Shimi said, well, let's talk about this rationally. Let me tell you what happened. I was appointed to the kuna gedola, because Chonyo passed it up. Chonyo got jealous. Chonyo did this to me because obviously he's jealous. So, and they believed his story. They understood that he was telling the truth. Big Shularagas Chonyo. So they wanted to kill Chonyo for setting up this whole thing. Ratz mipneim v'ratzu achrav. So Chonyo had to run away and they chased after him. Ratz lebeis hamelech v'ratzu achrav. He ran to the beis hamelech and they ran after him. The Rambam says that there was no melech. That there was a melech, but the melech was not able to save him from the people, and that's why he ultimately had to leave to Mitzrayim. And that's like the Shita of the Radak in Sefer Zechariah, that there was a Melech B'Yehuda at that time. But Rashi in Shir HaShirim holds that from the days of the beginning of Bayis Sheni until the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no Melech Yehuda, but there was a place called the Beis HaMelech, even though there was no actual Melech. So he ran to some place called Beis HaMelech, and they chased after him. Kalaroa Oso Omer Zehu, and wherever he went, he was like, everyone was pointing, oh, that's the guy that did that terrible thing to his brother, that tried to make sure that it would be his brother's undoing. Halach Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. So ultimately he fled to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Ubana Shal Mizbeach, V'hel Olav L'Shem Shemayim. And he built a Mizbeach there, and he was Malach Karbanos L'Shem Shemayim. So Fractosos, Hel Olav L'Shem Shemayim, Tema, Harayesh Kan Isur Shchut Echot. What kind of L'Shem Shemayim is that? It's a violation of Shchut Echot. You have Kares for that. But you to bring Karbanos to Hashem from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. So it must be that when he built the Beis Chonyo, it wasn't meant for Jewish people. It was meant for all the Chavim to be Noder and Dar Mundavos. They're not included in the Yisra of Shchut Echutz. Mele it was L'Shem Shemayim. Shneamar b'yom ahu yamizbech laHashem b'tzolch eretz Mitzrayim matzeve eitzel gevula laHashem uksham ucham b'davar. Right, it says clearly in the pasuk it's laHashem uksham ucham b'davar. When the Chum heard that that's what Chonyo did, Amru umaze shabarach mimena kach hamvakish leri laAlachas kama v'kama. Think about it. Chonyo was offered the kuna gedola, he turned it down. He ran away from the kavod. And look, a person who runs away from kavod, look how enticing kavod is. That when he saw his brother, he was willing to go to such lengths in order to try to achieve that kavod. So someone who actually looks for kavod, how powerful a force it must be in a person's life. The same with Rabbi Steinman, that he was nervous when he went to America, when he went to Chutz La'aretz. He would say that they're feeding me chazer, they're feeding me chazer. That's what he would constantly repeat. Who's feeding you chazer? He said, they just keep giving me kavod. It's chazer treif, it's chazer, like he had to remind himself over and over again. He was so boreach min hakavod that it was something that he felt was such a concern that it would be so enticing. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Prachya. Rabbi Shua ben Prachya said, "Bitchila kol omer aleila ani kofso v'nosol fnei ari." He says, you know, initially, if anyone would have told me to be olu l'gedula, to accept the nasius, I would have tied him down in front of a lion because I so was boreach min hakavod. I had thought that this, I would think that such a person is trying to do something terrible to me to give me such kavod. But now that I am Nasi, anyone who would tell me to give up my Nasius, I would pour scalding hot water over his head because I'd be so upset that he's trying to make me lose my kavod. The Marsha explains that it would anger him more to tell him to be Yorid Migdulaso than someone who would tell him to be Ola Ligdul in the first place. So when it comes to being Ola, he says, Kovsol of Nari, I wouldn't hurt him directly. I would just tie him down, let the lion do all the damage. But now that I have this kavod, and someone would tell me to go down from the cover, I would pour the boiling water directly on his head, meaning I would hurt him directly. I would do it biadayim. The Maral understands that it's really the opposite, that Rabbi Shimon Prachya was mischaven that srara is so bad for whoever has the srara, because it's a person will come to sin in so many different ways when he has srara. So originally, someone would tell him to be olu l'gedula, he'd view it as if the person is trying to be kofe him lefnei ha'ari lahaziko, that the person is trying to damage him, and therefore in mida keneged mida he would do that back to that other person. But that's what he views people are trying to do to him. And once he's olu l'gedula, if someone were to tell him to be yorid from the gedula, it would be such a tsar for him. It's as if a person were pouring boiling water, were torturing him, were trying to cause him great tsar, and therefore mita keneged mita, that's what he would do to them. But it's really, he's describing what it feels like as the person being given the kavod, or having the kavod taken away from him. So sharei sha'ul barach mimena, and the Brisa tells us, we find that sha'ul ran away from srara when Shmuel was looking for him to be mamlechim, so he was nechbe el akelim, he was hiding among the kelim, uksha Allah. But once he sat on the kisei malchus, bikesh larugas David. He wanted to kill David so that David shouldn't take the melucha from him. Meaning that's the nature of this yetzer hara for kavod, that even a person who doesn't want it originally, once he has it, he really doesn't want to give it up. Amalei mark shisha b'reidu av chista labayis. Mark shisha b'reidu av chista said to Abaye, Rav Meir, Hai Krad Rav Yehuda, Mai Avodai. We had this machlokas. Was Chonio based on Avodah Zarah? Was it not a place for Avodah Zarah? What does Rav Meir do with the pasuk of Rav Yehuda, where it said very clearly, Bayom Ayu Mizbeach LaShem B'soch Eretz Mitzrayim? So Rav Yehuda learned very cogently from that pasuk, that's LaShem, that it's not a base of Avodah Zarah. What's Rav Meir going to do with that pasuk? So Abaye says, Mibay Lelechad Tanya. He used that pasuk to teach us what it says in the following braisa. La'achem HaPalasa Shal San after Sancheriv Melech Ashur, who tried to conquer Yerushalayim from Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, and failed, and he had to run back to his land. Yatzu Chizkiyahu Matza Bnei Melachim Shor Yoshem Krados Shel Zav. Chizkiyahu left Yerushalayim and he found five Bnei Melachim that were sitting with Krados Shel Zav that Sancheriv had taken when he conquered Mitzrayim and Cush, and he brought them with him to Yerushalayim. So when he ran back, he left them behind. He didn't have a chance to bring everything with him. So Chizkia took the Hidiron Shalolavod Avodas Chavim, and he freed them, and he made them take a neder not to do Avodah Zarah anymore. So to be Mekabel Olmach Shemayim, and then they went back to Mitzrayim. Shneemar Bayomu Yechamish Arim Beretz Mitzrayim Medabros Sfas Knaan V'Nishbaos LaHashem Tzvakos. That in Mitzrayim you have these people that are nishba l'Hashem tzvakos, that swear by the name of God. Why? Because Chizkiyahu convinced them. These were fugitives that were taken by Sancheriv, and Sancheriv left them behind. So now Chizkiyahu had convinced them to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, and they're the ones that the pasuk is talking about. Holchul Alexandria shel Mitzrayim ubanu mizbeach ve'elu alav l'shem shemayim. They went to Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. They built a mizbeach. They were malach karbanos l'shem shemayim. Shneemar bayom uyeh mizbeach l'Hashem b'soch Eretz Mitzrayim. Nothing to do with Beis Chonio, though Beis Chonio was a base Avodah Zarah. So then the Gemara explains the end of that same pasuk. The pasuk says in the Nevuah of Yeshayahu Anavi, "Bayom Uyeh Chamesh Arim Beretz Mitzrayim," and it says, Ir haheres ye omer leechos. So my ir haheres ye omer leechos. What does that mean? Kid metargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was metargim. This pasuk. Rav Yosef was a great expert in targum because he went blind, and because he was blind, he couldn't learn the pesukim directly because dvarim shebichsav yatarashi lomrim balpeh. So he used to learn with targum. So Rav Yosef always knew the targum of every pasuk. Karta de Beishemesh to asa the mechrav is amar dehi chadaminhon. The city of Beishemesh, which ultimately will be destroyed. It was said about it that it was one of them. So that the targum is because ir haheres means ir of Beis Shemesh, that Heres and Shemesh are the same, and also it means leharis v'licharev, that it ultimately was going to be ripped apart and destroyed. Where do we ever find that Heres is lashon of Shemesh? Dichsiv haomer lacheres v'lo yizrach. Someone who said to Heres and it didn't shine. So the ches and the hay in Hebrew are interchangeable. So lacheres v'lo yizrach, what would you hope to shine, and it would be very sad if it didn't shine? That's obviously the sun. So ir haheres is a reference to Beis Shemesh. Now the Gemara explains another nevuah of Yishayahu about Las Lavo, about Kibbutz Golios. Havi bin banai meirachok ubnosai miktzeya aretz, that my sons are going to come meirachok and my daughters miktzeya aretz. Havi banai meirachok amravuna elu golios shel bavel. That's a reference to Golos Bavel. Shadait and Yusheva Saleh and Kibbanim, that have a certain peace of mind like men, not like women who are considered to be Daitan Kala, because the Ol Malchus is not so strong on the Bnei Bavel like it is everywhere else. So people are still, they have it together a little bit. So that's more like Banai. Ubnosai miktzeya aretz, and my daughters from Ktzeya aretz, Elu Galios shel Shara Ratzel, Shein Daitan Yusheves Alein Kibanos. And that's the reference to the Galios of everywhere else, where people don't have a sort of equilibrium in their thinking and a sort of a sense of serenity and calmness. And that's like Banos, because their Golos is so challenging that they lack that ability to remain calm and think clearly. Amar Rav Yabba Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Va'amrila, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Meitzor Va'ad Kartigni, from the city of Tzor until the city of Kartigni, Makirin Es Yisrael, people recognize the Chashivus of the Jewish people, because these are people who saw the original Kavod before the Golos, so they're not too rough on the Jewish people that live amongst them, because they understand the Kavod of Klal Yisrael. Ve'asaviyam Shebashmayim, and they're also Makir HaKadosh Baruch, they're Ma'amin Ba'ashem, they're Yirei Shemayim, Umitzor Klape Marov, Umikartigni Klape Mizrach. But once you go west of Tzor or east of Kartigni, Ein Makir Netz Yisrael, they don't recognize the Chashivus of the Jewish people, V'lo Asavin Shabashmayim, nor do they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're particularly difficult for the Jewish people. The Tosos understands that Makirin is that since there are Jewish people in those places, the goyim that are there are makir them. Ein makirin means that there's no Jewish people at all. So they're pashut not makir. They never saw a Jew before. Not about the chashivus of the Jewish people and how challenging the galus is, but the very presence of the Jewish people. That there are those galuyos where Jews were present and they knew them, and others where they weren't present. So that's machlokas Rashi Tosos, how to understand makirin. Doesn't mean to be machshiv, or does it mean to recognize? You have such a similar machlokas. The Gemara says that the Malachi Asharis are not makirin b'lashon arami. So it's machlokas rishon. Does that mean that they don't recognize lashon arami? They don't know what it means, or they're not machshiv lashon arami? They don't. They're turned off by it. They're put off by it because it's so similar to Hebrew and it's like a corruption of Hebrew. So that's the. So the Gemara in Shabbos says we don't daven b'lashon arami for that reason. So Esfer Rav Simi Bar Chia l'Rav, Rav Simi Bar Chia asked Rav, why do you say that there are goyim that are not makir b'Hashem? I the pasuk says mi mizrach shemesh v'ad mevo gadol shmi b'goyim, that from mizrach shemesh ad mevo my name is great amongst the goyim b'chol makom muktor mugash l'shmi u'mincha Torah. So it sounds like from one end of the world to the other they're makir Hashem, not only from Tzur to Kartigni. So Amalei Simiat. So he says you're the one that everyone says is such a great rabbi, that you're so brilliant. How could it be that you ask such a silly question and you don't know how to answer such a question? I told you they're not Makir Hashem. I never said they're not Makir Hashem at all. I said they're not Yarei Hashem. Dekarle Alaka Da Alaka. They don't understand how great Hashem is. They call him the Alaka Da Alaha, that he's the God of all other gods. that he is, but that's not, they're still giving credit that there are other gods, that they still think that there's such a thing as other gods. That's what it means that they're not makir. They don't understand the full force of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The pasuk goes on to say that in every place they bring karbanos laHashem, but kol makom sal kadaitach. Do you really think everywhere they're maktir l'shem Hashem? It's clearly not so. So I'm Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan, Eilu Tamidei Chachamim Ma'oskim B'Torah B'kol Makom. Now that's a reference to Tamidei Chachamim that go me ear li ear, me Medina li Medina, and learn Torah everywhere. So malani aleim kiilu maktirin u'magishin l'shmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views that as if they're bringing karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The maktir u'magish l'shmi mincha tahor. And when it says mincha Torah, that's someone who learns Torah b'tahara. What does it mean to learn Torah b'tahara? No se isha v'achar kach lomei Torah. That's a reference to someone who gets married first, and then after he gets married, he learns Torah. Says Tosus in the top Tosus Parakam of the Kiddushin, Ikal Man Diamar Ibcha. In the first Parak of Kiddushin, some say there's a Shita that says the opposite, that you learn first and then get married. And the Varmina and Lo Pligi, Halan Vahalu, and the Gemara itself asks the Stira and says that it's not a machlokas, it depends who we're talking about. Halan Vahaluhu, it depends if we're talking about the B'nai Bavel or the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, which if you look at the Gemara over there explains. Relates to whether they had the responsibility of supporting a wife right after they got married, or whether the practice was that they would leave after getting married and would not support the wife, they would leave to yeshiva and learn for a couple of years and then come back. So if you have the responsibility of supporting wife, it's going to be very, very hard to learn when you have that responsibility, so you would learn before. But if the practice was they would get married and they would know that they had pas pasalo, and then they would go off to learn for a couple of years, and they'd see their wife a couple of years later and start their lives together, so then it was better to get married first, because then they had that level of tahara. So the Gemara is very clear, though, that lomi Torah b'tahara is as if he brought a carbon mincha. The Marsha says because the mincha is lechem Hashem, and the Torah is also called lechem Hashem in Sefer Mishlei, l'chu lachemu b'lachmi. So in Kachem explains the reason someone who learns Torah b'tahara is like he brings carbon mincha dafka is because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that according to Shmuel, a person has to be nosei isha v'achar kach lomi Torah, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, lomi Torah v'achar kach lisi isha, because after he gets married, he's not going to be able to learn Torah because of the ol ha-parnasa. And Tosfos explains over there that Rabbi Yochanan was talking to B'nai Bavel not to get married and then learn Torah because they were aniyim. So after they got married, they would have to work for their parnasa. So the Gemara over here is telling us, someone who's from B'nai Bavel, and even though he's so poor, he's still osik b'torah, and he's mistapik b'muat, he has just so little to eat, he's like an aniyim that's maybe a carbon mincha, meaning what all the Akronim are struggling with is, okay, you learn Torah, it's like you bring karbanos. We have many Mamari Chazal like that, many of them on this Amud. But why dafka like a carbon mincha? Because a carbon mincha is reserved for an ani, that here you have a person that even though he should be busy trying to collect money to be able to feed himself, and yet he still brings a carbon mincha, he's still tarech to bring something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants to do something to offer a carbon LaHashem. Okay, the Gemara says, it talks about the value of Liman HaTorah specifically B'Layla. Now, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Shir HaMalos, Hine Baruch Has Hashem, Kolavde Hashem, Ha'om Demeves Hashem, Balelos, my Balelos. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Balelos? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Eilu Tamil Cham, Ha'oskim B'Torah, Balayla. This is a reference to Tamil Chamim who learn Torah at night. Tonight I'm going to have the privilege of attending a siyum of Tamil Chamim who get together to learn every single night. So this is a coincidence for me, right? That these are Tamil Chamim that are Osik B'Torah B'Layla. Mala Elena HaKasov Kilu Asukim B'Avoda, that the Pasuk makes it as if they're being oveid the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al Shoshu Dvarim Olam Omeid Al HaTorah Al Avoda and Al Gemilas Chasadim. So in Gaul we only have Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. So Malalei Mekasev, as if they did the Avoda as well, so that there's a Kiyum Liolam. Meaning when they're learning Torah at night, it's as if they're doing the Avoda, and the world is therefore still standing. Meaning that's what's Mekayim, the entire world. The Gemara brings Machlokas Amorayim, what the Pasuk means. According to one of the Deos, we learn the idea of Liman HaTorah relating to Avoda in the Mikdash. So the Pasuk in Divrei Yom says that when Shlomo Melech asked asked Hiram, the Melech Tzur, to send him cedar trees so that he could build the Beis HaMikdash, he said, you know, what his plans were. Hinei ani bona bayis l'shem Hashem, I'm b'makti l'fanav k'tar samim, arechaz tamim, olos l'boker l'erev, and he said, li'olam zos al Yisrael. Now, why did he say that the Karbanos are going to be li'olam al Yisrael? That's not true. Ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we lack Karbanos. So Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, zemiz be'ach banui, u'michol sar gadol omeidu makrov lov karban. That's a reference to the Mizbeach Shalmaila, that we have the Malach Michael being omid by the Mizbeach Shalmaila being makrov karban on it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, elu tamil chamoskim bilchas avoda, that malalei makasav kilu nivne mikdash b'yimeyem, that's a reference to Amir Chamu who are engaged in the halachos of avoda shabim mikdash, that in the schar of that, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built during their times. Amar Yish Lakish, maidich siv zos hatar la'olam minchav lachatos v'la'asham, and goes on, v'la'milum la'zavach l'shlamim. Why doesn't it say Zos Hachuka? Why is it Zos HaTorah? So Kala Osek BaTorah Kilu Hikrav Olam Minchal Chatos V'Hashem. It's not just the laws, it's the Torah, that when one learns the Torah, it's as if he's makriv all of these karbanos. Amar Rava, Hai La'ola LaMincha Ola u'mincha mibayilei. When it says Zos HaTorah la'ola la'mincha, it shouldn't have said that. It should have said Ola u'mincha, in order that we should understand that there's a that Limud HaTorah is considered like an Ola u'mincha. So since the Lashon of the Pasuk is le'ola, it must be referenced to something else. Ela amarava kolosik b'Torah einu tzarich lo'ola v'lo mincha v'lo asham. Someone who learns Torah does not require an Ola or a Mincha or an Asham. Why wouldn't he require it? So Rabbeinu Gershom explains, and Rashi explains, he doesn't require it because his Torah is Mechaper. The reason you bring Karbanos is for Kapara, he doesn't need Kapara. His Torah is Mechaper. Marsha understands that, no, the Torah that he's Osek in is going to be Megan Alav. It's going to protect him, Shalo Yavali Dechet, that he's not going to sin in the first place. And Memele, he's not going to need Karbanos. But certainly a person who's Chayav Karbanos will have to actually bring kabbalas. You cannot rely on your Torah to be mechaper for you, but the Torah will make it that he won't even sin in the first place. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idich Siv, Zos Torah Sachatas, Zos Torah Sa'asham. Why does it always say Zos Torah Sachatas, Zos Torah Sa'asham? What is it about Torah? It's about Karbanos. Kala Osik B'Torah Sachatas, Kilu Hikrav Chatas. Kala Osik B'Torah Sa'asham, Kilu Hikrav Asham. It's coming to tell me that anyone who's Osik in the Torah of these Karbanos, it's as if he brought these Karbanos. So it's interesting. Some of the Ma'amari Chazal seem to indicate that, you know, Neshama Parmes Vaseinu, that when you learn about the Karbanos, you get credit for those Karbanos. And other Ma'amarim seem to say, you learn Torah in general, you learn about anything, and you get credit for bringing Karbanos. So Chafetz Chaim L'Kutei Halachos seems to understand that all of them really mean that you're Osek in the Torah HaKarbanos. That's why Chafetz Chaim pushed very hard, one of the reasons he pushed very hard for the limud of Seder Kodshin, that you're Mekayim a double mitzvah, you're Mekayim Talmud Torah, and you're Mekayim bringing Karbanos when you learn Seder Kodshin. But learning other things is the very great mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but is not a kiyum of bringing karbanos. Okay, last mission of the Masechta. Nemar ba'olas beima ishe reich nichoach, ba'olas of ishe reich nichoach, b'mincha ishe reich nichoach. Pasuk says ishe reich nichoach la'ashem by many karbanos, by an olas beima, an olas of, and by a mincha. So an olas beima is brought by, it's a karban ashir, an olas of, karban ani, a mincha, a karban dal shebedalim, the ani sheba'aniim. So lomar lecha, that's to tell me echad amarba ve'echad amamid, ovavad she that regardless of what a person is able to do, whether he's able to do a lot or he's only able to do a little bit, as long as he has kavana, he's mechavin libo l'shem shemayim. His intentions are good. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Aleph that even a marba is mechavin libo also. But if the mamet doesn't have the ability to do more than he actually did, it's ratzui lefnei Hashem kim marba. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will see it as if he is doing as much as the marba, because you see that that's what he wants to do. Very often you can tell how much he really wanted to do when he didn't have the ability ability to do it by what he does when that ability comes. Meaning, what happens if you have an ani who becomes an ashir? Now, how does he spend his money? So you can tell. So it'll be a gloy milsa l'mafreya, right? Very often you have people who say that, you know, if I had more time, I would learn more. Okay, so what about those days that you do have time? Do you learn on the days that you do have time? So that very often is megala what a person's true intentions are. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mikra, what's the pasuk that's merames that there's no toelis in a carbon gadol per se, that it's all about kavanas halev, because the pasuk says mesuka shnas ha'oved im ma'at v'im harbe yochel. So we darshan from the pasuk that someone who does the avoda of the carbon to bring it to the mizbeach, his year is going to be sweet. He doesn't have to be afraid, because it doesn't matter whether his carbon is big or small. He knows that he's going to get schar for what he's doing. His chet is going to be mischaper, and he's going to be okay. And it doesn't matter what the size of his carbon is. Rav Ada bar Ava Amar Mehacha, that is from a different pasuk. Bervos hatova rabu achleha umakishro lebaleha kiim ra'us enav. That even someone who's mar betova, someone who brings many karbanos, and there are many kohanim that eat from it, it doesn't really help him more than anybody else who can't afford that and who brings a little bit less. Tanya, Amrim Shimonase, Bore Maksiv Beparshas Karbanos. Let's take a look what it says, the Lashon that says by Karbanos in the Torah, Shalonemer Behen, Lokel velo Elokim, that the pasuk when it describes Hashem and the bring karbanos to Hashem, it doesn't say that it's a reich nichoach lekel, nor that it's a reich nichoach lelokim. Ella shalolitin piskon pel the baldin. Right, it says reich nichoach l'Hashem. That's always the lashon we use. Why shalolitin piskon pel the baldin? So that the minim, the apikorsim, shouldn't have an opening, lachlok, to argue on the notion of Yichud Hashem. If we would have used different Shemos Hashem, if the Torah would have used different Shemos Hashem, specifically in the context of Karbanos, we would have said, yeah, there are certain Karbanos that are Reich Nichoch to the God called Kel, and other Karbanos that are Reich Nichoch to the God called Elokim, and others that are Reich Nichoch to the God called Hashem. So by using the term Hashem all the time, that's to highlight the idea of Yichud Hashem. V'nemar b'sharagas, and it says by the Olas Hashar, which is the most expensive, a big shar, Ishe Reich Nichoch, Ubof Hadak Ishe Reich Nichoch. It says Ishe Reich Nichoch Lashem, both by the biggest ox and by the smallest bird. Uba Mincha, and guess what? Even by your Karban Mincha, which is even cheaper than the smallest bird, Ishe Reich Nichoch Lashem. Lomer Lcha Echramar Bevechramamit, Ulvashi Chavin Lislibo Lashemayim. And again, to highlight that point, that whether you do a lot, whether you do a little, as long as the person is Mechavin Lislibo Lashem Shemayim. Veshem Atoma, unless the person make the mistake to think that there's Hashem gets some toelas in a lot of karbanos because he's hungry and he needs to eat these karbanos, and therefore someone who brings more and bigger is going to be more ohuv lefnei Hashem, because yeah, it's very nice that you're mechavin libo l'shamayim, but I'm hungry, and then, you know, if I'm not eating enough, I'm still going to be hungry. No, Talmud Lomer, that's why the pasuk says im erav lo omer lach kili sevelam loa. If I would be like a person who is hungry, I wouldn't have told you to feed me, because I have access to everything. The whole world is mine. V'nema, and the pasuk says, Kili chol chayso ya'ar behemos ba'arei elef, yodati kol of harim, viziz sodai imadi. So all the chayos of the forest, all the behemos of the mountains, you know, the many mountains, they're all mine. I know of every bird, of every everything. I don't need you to feed me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ho'ochel besar abirim v'dam atudim eshte. Do I eat meat from fat cows, or drink from the blood of large sheep that you're makriv to me? No, lo amarti aleichem zivchu kedei shetomer esa ritzono. I didn't ask you to bring karbanos so that each of you should say, Esa Ritzono, I'll do the Ratzon of Hashem to be Zovech and be Mahanehim, V'yasa Ritzoni, so that Hashem will then do what I want. Lo l'Ritzoni atem Zovchim. You should know, it's not for my sake that you shech karbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely independent. He doesn't need any of our karbanos. This is like Yesoda Yesodos of what karbanos is about, that it is not about supplying Hashem with anything. Hashem is totally independent. That's what the Meshech Chachma explains. That we don't plant any eights next to the Mizbech. The Mizbech is made out of stone, because stone doesn't require nourishing. It doesn't need sunlight, it doesn't need watering, it doesn't need, whereas an eight does. The idea of eitz belongs nowhere near Mizbeach Hashem. You have to realize by Mizbeach Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely independent. He doesn't require anything. El l'ritzonchem atem zovchem. You're shechting for your own ratzon. Shnemer l'ritzonchem tizbechu. That's what the Pasuk says, l'ritzonchem tizbechu. Dover acher l'ritzonchem tizbechu. That the Pasuk means l'ritzonchem zivchu l'daitem zivchu. That you should want zvicha and you should do it with full das. K'dibay m'nei Shmuel miravuna. Because Shmuel asked Rav Huna once, minayin l'misasik b'kachim. How do I know that if a person is just messing around with a knife to cut something and he accidentally shechts a behemoth's kachim without kavana, not even realizing that he's doing it, shu pasul, that's a pasul of karban, shenemar v'shachat es ben abakar, shtei shchita l'shem ben bakar, that the shchita has to be with kavana. Amar lo zubi adenuhu. So Shmuel said to Rav Huna, that raya we already knew. We already knew that we learned from there that shchita's kachim needs kavana. But that wasn't my question. La'akiv minayin. How do I know that that's even ma'akiv b'di'eved? And if you don't do the shchita b'kavana, that the carbon is not even going to be kosher b'di'eved? Tamalomar, that's what the pasuk says, l'ritzonchem tizbuchuhu, l'da'atem zivchu. That because you need kavana, that's telling me you need kavana, it can't be done b'misasek. And since mitzvah l'chadchilu, we already know from the pasuk of shachat esben abakar, the fact that it's shana alav akasuv, that we know is the rule in kachiv, shana alav akasuv la'akiv, that even b'di'evet it's going to be ma'akev, that a korban always has to be with full kavana. Hadron l'acharei alai yisar, m'slik l'mesechus menachos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we look forward to beginning the Seches Chilin.